JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
Hey, quick question. If you get a ghost card, do you get a gold ghost card or a platinum ghost card? What's going on with that?
Ghost cards. Oh, yeah, this is all a whole new world, isn't it? So earlier this week, we spoke about credit card balances, and we referred to these buy now, pay later companies and the impact that these companies were having on the traditional credit card market, you know, the sort of disrupting this market. Well, somewhat coincidentally, Mike, it's been quite a big week for one of the giant players in this sector, and this is Afterpay, so very well known. Now, the thing is with Afterpay is share prices lifted very materially recently. It had about a weakness coming up to May, and the share price fell to under $85. But from then, it's really taken off, and it's up over 50% in the last 6 weeks. Now, Afterpay's listed on the ASX, does have a big presence here in New Zealand. It's not the only one. There's a company called Layby as well. It's also listed on the ASX, and that's the brainchild of the Roloffs. They're locals from the sunny Takapuna Milford neighbourhood. Now, one big factor hyping up Afterpay investors is this new development in the US, which is absolutely fascinating. These buy now, pay later schemes, they have what's called sort of a two-sided network. So they help consumers manage payments. So you buy it, then you pay it off. But they also help merchants and retailers get new customers. So it's sort of like the classic win-win. Now, Afterpay is launching a product that allows shoppers to shop using Afterpay at retailers that aren't on their network and using, as you talked about, using what are called virtual credit cards or ghost cards. This is like a one-off credit card. You can use it once and then it disappears. Mm. It does seem contrary to their previous strategy where retailers paid to be on the Afterpay system, but the bet is they'll bring in big retailers like Amazon, and that'll drive extra traffic through its app, and that'll help everyone. It's called the halo effect. Anyway, Mike, these companies just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. The market capitalization of Afterpay is over 40 billion wow. New Zealand dollars. Very happy couple of guys that set up. They're billionaires now. Share price is up 14% this week. It follows a 10.5% rise last week. So very strong share price movement for them at the moment.
Stock Exchange a little unhappy that Westpac won't be there.
It's all off. Westpac Demerger is off. So you may recall the thinly veiled excitement that rippled through the New Zealand investment community at the prospect of a Westpac Bank demerger. That was announced back in March. Westpac was considering options for its New Zealand subsidiary. Well, they've decided it's not going to happen. It would have, if it had been listed on the NZ, it would have been a real boon for the local exchange, but it's not to be. After review, they said the hurdles were simply too high, probably very costly, quite complicated. Their options were limited. You know, they weren't sure they could get a trade sale, weren't sure whether an IPO would actually work. There was an issue with the new capital requirements. Instead, Westpac is going to look at opportunities to improve service for customers and value across the New Zealand business. They can also get on in earnest with the job of finding a new CEO. It's David McLean, his current CEO. It's his last day on the job today, I believe. He retires today. A very fond farewell to David. Much respect for him. Simon Power will move into the acting CEO role from today.
Good stuff. What are the numbers?
The Dow Jones on a bit of a tear, up 339 points, 1%, 34,215. The S&P 500, 4268, up 26 points, about 0.6%. And as is the NASDAQ, also up a similar percentage, up 96 points, 14,367. The FTSE 100, 7109, gained 36. Not much movement in the Nikkei, 28875, or the Shanghai Composite, 3566. The ASX 200 lost 23 points yesterday, closing at 7275, and there was very little movement in the NZX 50, closing at 12,586 on the currencies. On the wholesale markets, one New Zealand dollar will buy you 0.7067 US, so it's recovering a little bit from that weakness earlier on. 0.9313 Aussie, 0.5923 Euro, 0.5075 pounds, 78.34 Japanese yen, gold, $1,777, and Brent crude just hanging out, mate. It's just hanging out above $75, $75.42.
You have a good weekend. We'll see you Monday. Appreciate it very much. No, we won't see you Tuesday. Andrew Kelleher, JMIWealth.co.nz.